We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Show and Vern. This is Ron, the show, usually alongside with Josh Vernier, Steven Serta producing this. And this is the best hour of Show and Vern, 12 to 1. Coming up at 12:30, Rex Hudler. Be ready for that.
Uncle Hud.
And he had some yoga deal that I cannot wait to ask him about because I want to know if y'all can lose weight from yoga.
For you right now.
No, I mean, I want to know from a professional. You're not one.
You can lose weight from just about anything if you do it right.
So let me ask you this. Would you say that I am one of the more polarizing people here at the station? Right? That would be agreed upon.
Sure, yeah.
I take that on.
People either love you or they hate you with a passion.
There's some of it is in the middle.
It's either love or hate, right.
I bet those people having that affair at that breakfast restaurant yesterday hate us all equally right now.
I hope he listens.
I do, too. He had his button all the way to the top.
You imagine if he's in his car right now with his wife? We were talking about that.
God, how about that?
Could you imagine that?
Where did you eat breakfast at yesterday? I am polarized. You should. I bet you right now when I read this statement, and there could be some people who could see this as just tasteless. But I bet you 100% of people will agree with me on
this. No way.
I bet you 100% of people agree. You don't believe so.
What could there be that everybody agrees on in today's society?
It can't be race or sports or politics.
We disagree on everything.
Even coming from me. Like, people love you, Vern,
That's right.
I don't know why.
Well, I could tell. But I got a few reasons why.
But, like, you could say something like, I believe, you know.
No, let's not even
something
do that.
Crazy.
Right.
That you will still, they will, oh, right. 75%. Well, Vern said it, I guess.
And right when you open your mouth, people are already going, yeah. I don't know about this guy. Let me guess. Has to do with race again with
if
Ron.
If I read this. That day when I was at the PGA, that was fantastic. If I read this right now, I want to see how many people disagree with me on this. Because I'm very happy and gleeful to read this. And I would like a little music to come behind after I finish this statement. Larry Nassar removed from prison after allegedly being assaulted. Assaulted, what do you think that means, bro?
Raped! All right!
Assaulted. Bernie can say rape. Larry Nassar was assaulted. Get his ass out of there. Actually, I don't want you to remove him. Make him stay every day. I wish that father who was in that courtroom could get his hands on Larry's punk ass. One more time, if I read it again. Who's going to disagree with Show on this one? We should have all kinds of listeners right here from the Hill. Larry Nassar removed from prison after allegedly being assaulted. Vern says that means he was raped in the month. After what he did to those ladies and those young girls, I'm happy about it. Couldn't be more thrilled. Bill Cosby, you're next. Choo-choo, choo-choo. Here comes the train. Mohica Vanky. We lost Larry. Thank God.
Together, it's up to you
If you forgot what Larry has done, he just basically ruined the lives of hundreds of young ladies.
There have been 50 new lawsuits against Nassar since the original settlement. This guy is one of the biggest monsters in American history.
Yes, he's right there in a special place in hell with Jerry Sandusky.
Oh, yeah, he better be getting it too.
Who else?
Assault them all. Yeah.
I'm not afraid to say this, and I know my pastor may not be happy, but I hope someone gets to Jerry.
There's no forgiveness here, baby. Got love for Jesus, but he's even dancing.
Every time I see that son of a bitch, I see my daughter, and I wish you would.
This is why they make shanks.
Let's all celebrate and have a good time. 816, best news to ever come out of Joe's mouth. Let the train keep rolling.
Choo choo! Mojica, baby! Bend over, here it comes again!
Lord, Bert, you really it's up to you. Bert makes me look at him. Yeah, turn it up.
I still got some questions for you, Michigan State.
Yeah, a few there, too.
USA Gymnastics, how'd you do this? $500 million, Michigan State, that's not
There's
enough.
There's a few people over at Michigan State that the sports department and any other the damn department to allow this to happen for years. You can join him in hell, too. They should have let that dad get to him.
Oh, man.
I'm having a good time. Once again, if you missed it, from the Hill, Larry Nassar removed from prison after allegedly being assaulted. And assaulted means what, Bird?
Right!
Woo!
They do that in Oklahoma, too.
Yeah. Somebody get to Jerry Sandusky.
I don't care what prison you're at. You're kidding, man.
I hate these monsters.
Wrote the judge.
Oh, God.
Where he basically said these girls were all lying after he tried to apologize to them.
Oh my God.
I wanted to rip his still beating heart out of his body.
Right out of it.
Oh, my God.
I wish I could have been.
Oh, I'm getting way too angry.
Scorpio, finish him. Get over here.
It's a celebration. Come on,
come on.
It's a celebration.
I wish Shook Knight could have it. 15 minutes alone.
Hang his ass off the balcony like you did ice.
Oh, my.
Not even vanilla ice. I just call him ice.
Wow. And finish the job, huh? We did get one. Someone said they're not an eye for an eye person. I respect that. That was the best news that I saw right there. And the stupid.
This isn't a 1-1 thing here.
No, this is a 1-100. And,
we'll never know.
You know.
We'll never know how many.
As someone who has worked with young
worked
girls.
I am angry.
As someone who has worked with young girls that have had situations like that from one person, it is hard for me to have a lick of compassion. Not a stitch of it. Whew.
I think we just Lord. End it there. I'm way too angry to think about anything else right now.
Are you?
Yeah.
So you can't talk. So you can't.
I mean, I could.
I'm still seeing this. Show, I immediately thought of you when Nelson went down. Even told my wife about it. You cursed Nelson.
Oh, I told you about
that. Come on, man.
No, you just need to accept that.
That
just goes back to your vendetta towards Steve Nelson. Where and it goes back to the whole Hey Jude philosophy, where, look, you need to understand Mom's gone and Yoko Ono is here to stay. Marcus Peters is gone. Stevie Nelson is here. Just because you miss Marcus doesn't mean you have to hate Steve.
I don't hate Steve.
You love your mom doesn't mean you need to
hate
Yoko.
Steve. It's really towards the Chiefs. They put him in a position that's not good. Him taking that hit was not my fault to his. That is not. You're not going
to
put that.
He took a knee to the head.
So who else on this team? If something happens to him, it's on me.
Fisher.
I'd take Eric. I'll take it. If something happens to Eric, I'll take that one. I'll take punkitis.
Okay.
But listen, I've not made any other, like,
Justin Houston, that wouldn't, if something happened to Justin Houston, that's not on me.
I agree.
That is not on me. Some people will try to place it on me. That is not on me.
Eric Fisher, Steve Nelson. That's about it. I think that's your really only vendetta on the Chiefs.
Eric is frustrated.
Or guys that
it's
you openly root against. I think that's
just
those
two.
No,
I do not root against them. I hope Steven Nelson shuts me up and proves me wrong. I'll come on every week. I'll come on every Monday if he has a big-time game and say, Steve Nelson, that's it. That's it, baby. You were the balls today. You were it. Is DeAnthony Thomas on me?
Oh, no question. When he gets cut?
It's it. So when we lose, can we do a praise dance if DeAnthony Thomas makes the team? A praise break. Can we do a praise break if DeAnthony Thomas makes the team?
We can do whatever you want because it's not going to happen. I'll go home and the show can be yours that day if DeAnthony Thomas makes the team.
I can't wait for that day.
Yeah, I'm sure you can.
I can't wait.
You're plotting for it for days.
Oh, I cannot wait for that day. We had
Vern.
We had a lot of people this weekend have their Oprah aha moments, and I'm sorry. I know you hate to hear it, but we tried to tell you. We tried.
Show and Vern from the MVP Electric Heating and Cooling Studios, 610 Sports Radio.
15 minutes. Rex Hutler, voice of the Royals, television voice of the Royals, and we'll have some fun with Rex coming up here at 12:30.
Second and five. Mahomes, he's got a strong arm. He's going to air it out down the field. Has Hill. Hill with the tough catch and the touchdown. 69 yards. And that's that spark. Incredible. He had three guys around him. First, it's man-to-man trail coverage. You got the safety over the top. And he just runs right by everybody.
That was the Chiefs television network. And that was the play that everyone's talking about. The 70-yard touchdown pass, 69, 68 points.
68.6.
Yes, yards. And who gives a damn about a stat like that?
Everybody.
My goodness alive.
Everybody. Me.
You didn't care about that. 1 second.
Pretty sweet.
I heard so many people. It felt like have an aha moment of what happened. We had some time off yesterday. We were off for whatever reason.
Yeah, I'm all right.
And but we're glad to be back. Bad boys are back. We were off, hashtag bad boys. We were off yesterday for whatever reason. We had time. And I was able to listen. And I remember even Friday through the weekend reading a lot of stuff about people. It seemed like people had aha moments. Aha moments about the secondary. I had aha moments about the defensive line. It was like Oprah everywhere. Aha moments about Patrick Mahomes and things, to a point where even our guy who'll follow us up after this with Carrington, who's back there for his birthday, was yesterday, the drive coming up at 2. Brad Fanning said yesterday that the interception he threw on the deep ball to Sammy Watkins, where he didn't look off the safety, put it in his mind to change the win total that he believes the Chiefs will have due to that play. And I say this, why so many aha moments, Vern? Everything about that game was consistent to what you should have thought it would be. Nothing about that game should have been surprising.
We've been telling them.
Everything about it, about what this team is, and I think Patrick causes some people to get a little crazy and to a very, very knowledgeable fan base to forget about football at times, but you shouldn't have been shocked by that secondary. You shouldn't have been shocked by that defensive line and the pass rush or the depth. You shouldn't have been shocked by Sammy Watkins. This is what Sammy Watkins has shown to be. Like, he's not this bad, but he's been inconsistent and he's not a number one guy. You shouldn't have been shocked by the long, amazing, arm-talented throw that maybe only Rodgers or Stafford could make in the league.
Or the speed of Tyreek Hill, or the fact that Hunt is ready to be a horse.
And he was heavily involved, and the inconsistencies of the offensive line. Everything that happened in the game should not come as a shock. But, Vern, it felt like so many people had aha moments, and we tried to tell you. We told you about the secondary and the depth of it. We told you about the defensive line. Like, we told you about that and about Patrick Mahomes. He's the one. I saw some people feeling like a lot of people who agreed with Brad, like they're nervous about how bad that interception wasn't. That's what young quarterbacks do. That's what that guy, we tried to tell you, he's not coming in being Rodgers.
That's why it's the most difficult position in sports, is because you don't have it all by the second preseason game. You're going to need a year.
He's not coming in being Stafford. Like, he's going to make those mistakes. I came away encouraged.
Me too.
By him. I came away encouraged by how he had to handle the team, how he handled blitzes. I came away encouraged. But some people just had aha moments about stuff that should have been absolutely noticeable and known before the game.
And I think it goes back to what I was saying on Friday, where I still believe the expectations for this team and for this quarterback can come back down to a reasonable level. Because we all admit, heading into training camp and, heck, heading into the second preseason game and now heading into the third preseason game coming up on Saturday, some people's expectations for the Chiefs, some people's expectations for Patrick Mahomes are way too inflated for a team with that suspect a defense and that inexperienced a quarterback. All we were trying to do, and unfortunately you've been labeled as, you know, the hater of the show, even though we're saying, for the most part, a lot of the same things. We're just trying to utilize perspective. It was something I always tried to do when I was covering the Royals, and now we do it here as we get ready for a rookie quarterback and a defense that was 28th in the NFL last year that lost Marcus Peters. All we were doing and will continue to do is present perspective. Now, if you need to see it to believe it, fine. I guess you're going to have to wait through these final two preseason games, and then we'll all meet you back in reality before week one against the Chargers.
Yeah, it just seemed like with Mahomes, like, oh my. Like, they're, to me, coming into that game and him throwing that bad interception and the other interception that he should have thrown in the end zone, those are carbon copy plays that young players make.
That's my entire childhood of watching Lions first-round draft pick quarterbacks.
Like it,
one after another, making those same mistakes, but you understand that you're giving an investment into this player. You'll give him a year, and hopefully he comes out of it by year two. You should be encouraged, like you mentioned, you should be encouraged with what you saw from Patrick Mahomes because, look, he has all of the things you can't teach, the big arm, the headiness, the maturity, but Andy Reid, being the offensive mind that he is, should be able to harness the mistakes made by a rookie, should be able to teach Patrick Mahomes about looking off the safety, about staring down a Sammy Watkins in the back of the end zone. The marriage of Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid is one of the main reasons why so many people are excited about Mahomes and his future. So with everything that you've seen, the good and the bad over the first two preseason games, man, extrapolate that over 17 weeks of an NFL season and imagine what this kid's going to look like week one of 2019. That's why I'm encouraged, and I think that's why we should all be encouraged, but we need to utilize perspective as we start to set our expectations for this upcoming season.
Yeah, the shocking thought of his decision-making with the football blows it for me with people who are shocked. Why would you be shocked? The shocking thought of Sammy Watkins having issues with running routes and being in the places that he should be, that shouldn't be shocking. And the shocking thought of, oh, man, I'm really worried about this defensive line and secondary, that should not have just hit you for the first time in this game. Like, these are things going into the season, going into that game, that you should have been aware of. Newsflash.
Serta's News Flash.
There's a company owned, well, I guess we've already seen the picture of Baker Mayfield sitting against a Rolls Royce with a tiger in the picture. The company that he's apparently modeling for is an underwear company that's owned by Kyrie Irving, Jimmy Butler, Chandler Parsons, and Marshawn Lynch. Picture was to signify the kickoff of Baker Mayfield's underwear line with the company. And Baker Mayfield's agent, Patrick M. Hayes, says that not only is the tiger in the picture real, it's the tiger from the Hangover movie.
Marshawn's the only one in that list that I would want to be associated with. And Baker's not handsome enough to take that picture.
I beg to differ on that. I re-looked at that photo. Baker's not bad now. All right, he's not like. I'm not saying he's ugly.
He's not Jimmy Garoppolo. Than I am.
He's not Jimmy Garoppolo. He's damn sure ain't Reggie McKenzie. I mean, he's.
Right, he's average.
I think he's a lot better looking than me.
I'm not saying anything.
I'm gonna tweet Brooke Pryor.
No, she dealt
with him.
No. He's not handsome enough to pull that off.
Who kind of handsome?
Tom
pulls that off. That's not fair.
He's an
above average looking person.
He's on par with Matthew Stafford.
He's better
they
looking.
They both are You're always crazy. Sweaty.
You're out of your mind. He's better looking
They're
than Matthew
always
Stafford.
Sweaty and they
he's
have beard hair sticking out of random parts of their body.
That is low. He's better looking than Matthew Stafford.
He's much better looking than Matthew Stafford.
He's no Brooks Koepka, he's much. No, he's right here.
No, Serta's in love with the Browns. That's why he continues to ruin the news.
Now, he's not Tyrod Taylor, but he's better looking than Stafford. That's just
same person.
You're not being honest.
He's better looking than Jason White. I'll give you that.
Well, I mean, who isn't?
According to the Caesars Palace Sportsbook, there are more bets on the Browns to win the AFC North than the other three teams combined. Only the Raiders and the Steelers have more bets on them currently to win the AFC.
If you ever wondered why the casinos are so big, that's why. Because people just deposit money into the sports book.
They're filling the Raiders, aren't they? Filling the Browns.
And the Raiders, Steelers, and Browns right now have more bets placed on them to win the AFC than the Patriots do.
Well, that's just a bad bet to bet on the Patriots. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But the Browns are stupid.
Steelers are interesting, too.
The Raiders, that's a smart bet. I'm fine with that.
Smart bet with the Raiders.
I mean, if you're going to bet, you don't want to bet on the favorite. You're not
betting
the Packers.
Can you explain it to me? I'm not a gambler at all. Why? Why are the Raiders a good bet? It feels like the Steelers would be a dumb bet.
I mean, the Steelers, I don't know what the odds are, but the odds are a lot worse that the Raiders are going to win the AFC than the Patriots. Like, the Patriots, you would probably have to bet, like, $200 to win $100.
Yeah.
But the Raiders, if you bet $100, you probably get, like, $700, $800 in return. Speaking of which, I need to make some.
I don't want you to.
I need to start making this money.
I don't want you to do that. I don't want you to.
College football. We are going to be gambling.
You've done a great job of quitting smoking. I think you should quit this vice.
No, that's not this year.
That's out to Katie.
Not this year. Don't. Please, God. Please don't.
Is that a hater move there?
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't bring that up.
It's because I care about
you. I enjoy this, man. I don't gamble with what I can't lose.
That's what they all say.
Well, it's not like I wear the same shoes every single day.
You do. You absolutely wear the same shoes every day.
Well, whatever.
You do keep those Pumas in good shape, though.
Thank you.
Andrew Luck is a handsome man. Andrew Luck is rough. When I look at Andrew Luck, I think, puss. Rex Hudler coming up next.
Show and Vern from the MVP Electric Heating and Cooling Studios, 610 Sports Radio.
Coming up, a really strong conversation we had in our meeting about the NFL and its numbers in about 15 minutes. But we are joined by our friend and our guy, Rex Hudler. And Rex, I saw a picture that I saw a picture of you last night on Twitter, and I almost feel motivated by this. Now, I want you to help me out. Like, you seem like the yoga, you look like you had a nice workout with the yoga the other day. And I need some help. I'm probably, 5'10", 270, between 278, 305. I'm wondering, could yoga be a real big help to me? And do you think I am limber enough to be able to pull it off, Rick?
Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding? I do that for a better quality of life. Yeah, you know what? If you work, you see results. You gotta work, or you gotta get up. You gotta discipline yourself to go and to do it. And you know what? I want to see my grandkids someday. I want to be able to play with them. I want to be active. And so in order for me to do that, I've got to get myself out of bed. I've got to think about somebody else besides myself. And when you do that, it's easy.
But
hang on real quick. HUD, I don't know if you heard him exactly. He said 5'10", about 280.
I'm a little heavy. HUD, I get tired.
Because it's hot. It's 100 degrees in that yoga studio.
Yeah, you look like you were sweating pretty good, and I feel like I need to sweat. I get tired halfway up the steps. I'm just wondering, is this something I can hang in to do?
Yes, little by little. Just little by little. The only thing is, if you do that type of yoga, the whole goal is just to stay in the room. You know, if you can't do the poses, that's okay. But see, you're not pounding your knees or hips. You know, I played 21 years and slid on my right knee pretty hard for a long time. And I'm staying away from a knee transplant. A lot of my ball playing friends that are my age now all have had knee replacements, you know, and things like that. I'm fighting that off. I don't want that. So I'm using it and I'm working it. But little by little, there's always things you can do. Walking is very important because you can just walk somewhere. But, you know, you only do what your body can tell you to do. And then if you don't push it any more than that, then you'll go the next day and gradually get better and better. And then when you start seeing results, that's when it really works. You start going, all right. And that's when you put another log in the fire and don't give up and continue to know that when you reach a certain age, you're going downhill.
You've got to
work.
So I think I'm actually going to try this. I think I'm actually going to try this, Rex.
The hot yoga.
Can I keep my shirt on, Rex?
Yeah, you can. You don't have to. Yeah, you can. But look, I can tell you there's a place in Kansas City. It's on 38th Street. Wonderful place I go. I drive 30 minutes to. It's worth it to go there, like I said. But still, are you guys referring to me posting a picture with Monty Crispo? I've been taking Monty wherever I go on this road trip because the Royals asked me if I can, you know, take him and advertise so we have a great turnout for Saturday when they give Monty's bobblehead away. And I just thought I would take him in the yoga room with me, and I did. And, man, it's been funny, the response of that. But, look, it's all about Monty. I'm so proud of him to have a bobblehead that this is his first big league bobblehead ever, a Royals Hall of Famer. And if you guys got to know him, he is sweet as can be.
Yes, he is.
What a great, classy, very classy guy. He's great to be around with, around at the ballpark. And he helps me on the broadcast so much.
HUD, we were referring to that picture as Ron is currently on the floor trying whatever the – what was the name of the pose you were doing in that picture with Monty's bobblehead?
You know, I don't know the name of that pose exactly, but it's good for the spine and the muscles around the spine. When you bridge up like that and put your arms out, it's all for the back muscles. And that's the whole key. If you have a healthy spine and a healthy back, you have a healthy life.
Yeah, I think Ron might want to go for a run before he swings by that hot yoga. No, when I saw that tweet, HUD, and that I was wondering because – I've gotten to know you somewhat, and I know when the team is out on the road, there normally needs to be someone making sure you get to the ballpark in time, and I was wondering if now Holtsey and the fellas have put Monty's bobblehead in charge of that.
Monty would be in charge of a lot of things. But, no, you know what? It's a privilege to do what we do. And, you know, even though the team is not having the season that everyone expected, I mean, at least us to be a little bit closer to 500, it's still a real privilege to go to the ballpark, to go in to the top. You know, what's good is that we know we're going to get a game in because it rains a lot here. It's kind of a tropical here in Florida in the summertime. And so we know we're going to get a game. It's air conditioned. And, you know, just watching these young players kind of do what they can do to keep their head above water and compete at this level, that's been the challenge every day. And to try to look for the positives, and, you know, the negatives obviously are there in this sport because it's very difficult. But when you look for positives, it makes it a whole lot easier.
HUD, we were talking about Salvador Perez last week on the show, and the numbers when it comes to trying to run on Salvador Perez, the numbers have been remarkable. He's throwing out more than half of would-be stolen base attempts. Look, I understand all the gold gloves he already has. Is this the best defensive season that Salvi has had, whether it's not only blocking balls and throwing out runners, but pitch framing as well?
You know, Vern, I can agree with you. I've been blessed to watch this team for 7 years, and that's most of his time as a big leaguer, where he's been established, 4 gold gloves. And talking to him early in the season this year, he was very humbled that Maldonado of the Angels got the gold glove. And, you know, he totally said, hey, look, he deserved it. I didn't have a very good defensive season last year. I really admire him, but I'm going to get it back. And so he's driven, not just for himself and personal goals. He knows that if he does well, the team's going to do well. But, you know, I've never seen a catcher. And I played against Ivan Rodriguez, you know, and I have a lot of respect for Pudge. Saw some bases off of his pitchers that really have upset him. But Salvi is so quick with his transfer from his glove to his hand, and then his arm slot and where he delivers his feet line up towards his target. It's all in one. It's so fast. And whenever a hitter tops a ball right in front of the plate, or 3 or 4 feet, he'll watch him as he picks it up and throws it. I've never seen a guy pick the ball off the ground and get it to his target so quickly and so fast and efficient and accurate as Salvador Perez. We may be seeing the best of Salvi.
The great Rex Hudler, brought to you by Olathe Ford Lincoln, home of the world's happiest customers. Hud, we're always happy when you join us. Enjoy the contest tonight. Thank you very much.
We will, Vern. Thank you guys for having me.
There you go. Thanks, Rex Hudler again, Olathe Ford Lincoln, home of the world's happiest customers.
Mahomes to his tight end, Travis Kelce, for the first down.
The right side, and Mahomes saw one-on-one, a big athletic tight end on Desmond Trufant, a shorter corner.
That was the Chiefs Television Network. That, to me, was the play that I came out really, really excited about, really impressed about with Patrick Mahomes. A lot of people kept talking about the big 70-yard play, and it was amazing. The thing that's amazing is there's only a few people in the league, say Rodgers and Stafford, that can really make that throw. Like, just not maybe Cam Newton. Just not a lot of guys in the league that can make that throw, and it's amazing. But there's not really a lot to think about. You just step up, there was a little pressure, and you just let it ride.
Go get it.
Which is something he's done his whole life, he can do. Not a lot of thinking with that. This play you just played, that's the NFL.
3rd and 11.
That's the NFL. That's what quarterbacks get paid for, to make those plays. 3rd down and 11. Blitz. Blitz is coming. You've got to know from your blind side that the blitz is coming. You've got to know how much time it is. You've got to feel the pressure. And then throw the ball to the other side of the field while being pressured, seeking out your guy. That was one of my complaints about Alex Smith, is that many times when there were big third downs, he's not looking for his best guy. He would throw it to Albert Wilson times. Or hell, sometimes it's the person we mentioned earlier, DeAnthony Thomas. This time he saw his guy, got it under pressure, in tight coverage on the sideline. That is football. That is what makes quarterbacks great. Peyton Manning couldn't make that 70-yard throw. Tom Brady can't make that 70-yard throw. Joe Montana can't make that 70-yard throw, but they make those throws. And they make those throws on the sideline on big third downs. That's what you're going to see consistently. That scenario is what ended the Chiefs season against the Titans. 3rd down and 8, 9+, and you couldn't get it done. That, to me, is what people should be impressed and excited about. And that one play, I remember happening in the first quarter, that one play, Vern, had me through the roof about Patrick Mahomes.
If we're building the perfect quarterback, he is tall in stature and nimble like Patrick Mahomes. He has a cannon for an arm like Patrick Mahomes. And he also has the touch to throw that big 3rd and 11 pass like we saw from Patrick Mahomes. He also shows the headiness to be willing to take the check down, to not always look deep downfield and try to force the action too much, which is something that Patrick Mahomes acknowledged after the game, that you can't try and go downfield. Those things will take care of themselves. Those things will present themselves when the time is right. So if we're building the perfect quarterback, Patrick Mahomes has all the attributes. Now you take that quarterback and you marry him with an offensive mind like Andy Reid, And now Andy Reid gets 16 games to do what he wants with this young man. It has to excite you for what this could mean for 2019, because there's also going to be the interception that we saw when he tried to force it, or should have been an interception, when he tried to force it in the end zone to Sammy Watkins, the one where he doesn't look off the safety. Andy Reid and the marriage with Patrick Mahomes, with that strong arm and this touch that we saw against the Falcons and the headiness, he has it all. But he also has inexperience. Inexperience that will hopefully leave him by the end of this season, which could culminate into the best quarterback we've ever seen in Kansas City come 2019.
I just think, Vern, you've got to, and Chiefs fans, and you follow this team, Chiefs fans out there riding right now or at your desk, think about times on third down 7 to 15 yards needed to gain. How confident, what was your confidence level when Alex Smith was dropping back?
I thought he would complete it, but it would be 2 yards short.
I was never on third and long. I ended up being surprised when they got it. I probably felt more comfortable that he could be able to get the yards with his legs than he did with his arm. Now with Patrick Mahomes, plays like that, I would imagine most people, even though he's not completely ready yet this year, most people will have a different feeling when he drops back. Coming up, Vern, we had a really good conversation in our meeting. This might be the best topic of the day that we have, because I think we were really into this. The NFL numbers really confuse us on why they are reacting to how people are consuming the sport.
Show and Vern from the MVP Electric Heating and Cooling Studios, 610 Sports Radio.
All right, coming up here at 1 o'clock, in about 13 minutes or so, I feel like we need to really address the standards as a fan base in this city.
Ooh.
But, Vern, you had a really good thought.
Yeah,
this morning that we talked about. You generally have good thoughts.
Thanks, buddy.
You're a beautiful young man.
Thank you.
Terrific throat. You had a really good thought about the NFL, because you started going through the numbers.
That's right, I'm the numbers guy.
And it didn't make sense to what everything that's been portrayed with the NFL.
Because I know people, I have people in my family that have turned their back on the NFL because of the protest and because of, you know, just way too much politics crossing into their football. They just want to be entertained. They want to forget about everything that's going on. They want to watch the game on Sunday. Okay, so again, I know a lot of people that share that sentiment. Therefore, because, you know, I have tangible evidence of people turning their back on the NFL, I thought some numbers would reflect. Not only do I know people that are turning their back on the NFL, but the NFL has responded to those people. Whether it's my family members or other people that live in certain areas or other people that feel certain ways. The NFL and, you know, I see ESPN over the weekend says we are not, or, you know, last week ESPN says we're not going to air the national anthem. ESPN's new president has come out and said, I do not want my on-air hosts or my on-air analysts delving into anything political, because people just want their sports. So I hear that and I go, okay, well, I mean, it's still business. And ESPN's trying to get back in the good graces of the NFL, so the NFL will stop giving them such dog Monday night football games. So it all makes sense to me. I understand business is all, you know, it's all about the bottom line. And if I know people that are turning away from the NFL, okay, I guess it makes sense. But man, you dive into the numbers, the Nielsen ratings. Last year, 2017, 71 of the top 100 television programs were produced by the NFL, were NFL games. 71 of the top 100 television shows of 2017 were NFL games. Okay, but what did it used to be? Well, you go back 10 years ago, go back to 2008, 22 of the top 100 television shows in 2008 were the NFL. So that's three times as many. Basically three times, more than three times as many a decade later, even though we are told, and many people I know believe, that the NFL was really hemorrhaging viewers and money and whatnot last year because of their dive into the politics. But then even the money, that there isn't factual basis for that because the Green Bay Packers have to show their books. Mm. They brought in $255 million via national revenue. The NFL brought in $8 billion, up 5% from 2016. They brought in more money last year from those television contracts.
That's just the television contracts.
Mainly television contracts. There's other things involved in it, but it's $8 billion of 5% growth from 2016. So people are still watching just as much, if not more, than they used to. And the leagues and the owners are making more money, if not a lot more, than they made in years previous. So I guess I'm just kind of confused of what's the underlying reason as to why the NFL and ESPN, and I guess we could just focus on the NFL because ESPN has said they're doing it to appease the NFL. Why is it that the NFL seems so opposed to allowing any political or social commentary to infiltrate its sport when obviously people say that they care, but the numbers bear it out that they really don't? They're still there every Sunday, glued to the screen. For the dozens, hundreds that you've lost, there's thousands flooding in to take their spot. Why is that?
The NFL is the best product that you can have in television. Okay? It is the best product because, and I don't think you can dispute this. I think that it doesn't need extra conflict. Is it something crazy when the Steelers and the Ravens get into it and they don't like each other, or the Chiefs or the Raiders, and you build rivalries? Yeah.
Or Jalen Ramsey comes out and starts dumping on people.
But people were going to watch anyhow because of the product, the amount of games, there being only 16 of them, they only playing once a week. Sundays has just become a thing in our country where we all just watch football. And the biggest thing for all sports, because I think we look at how much conflict helps the NBA,
right,
and how much the baseball could wish they had conflict.
Just need something.
Like we see that, and football is the one sport, hell, not even sport entity, that does not need that conflict because its game already brings in casual fans. Its game just surely be the amount of games that Sunday, it's just a national. It already brings in the audience it needs. So when it, even though its numbers aren't changing, what happens is it starts to just get negativity. And the thing is, if I'm getting the numbers already, why would I want to have negativity? And why do I want to bring the president in? Now, listen, I'm going to tell you what. I've always said I'm not a fool. I understand why the NFL doesn't want the anthem and all this stuff to be talked about. I get it because the negativity of it. It's not because they're just going to lose money. People aren't quitting.
But let me ask you this.
I just said this, and I'll get this up. I think the cause is great enough to do this. That's why I've always said. But I understand why they don't.
Now, you make a good point. As the NFL is king, we don't need any other reason for people to tune in. They're all already watching. But then wouldn't the edict from Roger Goodell be to all owners, hey, do what Clark Hunt's doing. Don't talk about it. Just stop it. Follow in line with Clark Hunt and nobody say anything. You need to just be ghosts. You know, you show up for a preseason game, you do your interview, but, man, you
I think that's
do
how
not
Roger
wade
would love
in those
it to
waters.
Be handled. I think that's the way Roger would love it to be handled. But it is clear they're not all on the same accord. Like Robert Kraft's not coming out speaking about it. Like Robert Kraft doesn't talk about it. It's just
because Jerry's not helping them. Because if the numbers are
Jerry's
already great.
But Jerry's not trying to help Roger.
He's not even helping himself then.
But I think Jerry understands that they're not losing money. I think Jerry understands these numbers just like you just read them.
Yes, no doubt.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just telling you, the reason why the NFL does not want the political portion of it or the president talking about it, because the president's not saying it in a positive way. It's in a negative way. And they don't need that. They don't need that because they don't need extra. You think about the NBA, when you hear conflict and stuff like that outside of the sport, it makes you go to the television.
Like Shaq
to watch
and Kobe
it.
Are playing against one another there. Or, don't miss it. KD against Russ, I'm with it.
Or even LeBron got into it with the president. That drama and conflict gets you to get there because TNT's going to talk about it. It gets you to get there. The NFL doesn't need that help. Their sport already just brings it in.
Yeah,
it doesn't need the help, so why would you want any negativity?
There's no disagreeing with that. I think it is it's a sound point, and you're right. I just was surprised, and maybe that's on me. I was surprised that across the board, both television and revenue. Okay, I believe that the revenue was still coming in because football's still king. But the television ratings, that 71 of the top 100 programs last year were NFL productions. That to me is still surprising, and maybe it's because I do have people within a phone call of me that I know do not watch the NFL anymore because of said protests. So maybe that's where my questions come from, my surprise comes from, is, man, I thought those people were making more of a difference. I thought we had more people tuning out.
Yeah, people
evidently not.
No, I'm not going to say that people didn't tune out, but it was never anything to affect numbers. It wasn't going to be anything to affect numbers. I just think if you can turn out these numbers, whether you're getting negative press or positive press, and it's not going to change, why would you want to have any negative press? And why would you want the president to be talking about it, or other political leaders to be talking about it, or other celebrities to be talking about it in a negative way? Rather just shut up. Let's play on the field. Everyone knows, like, the NFL is the only sport that hates the offseason. Why? Because when the season starts, it's about the games, and they're the only sport that thrives. All right, good hour, good conversation coming up. I just want to say to people out there, you're okay if you look at some parts of the Chiefs and you aren't thrilled. I don't think it makes you a bad fan if you question them. Hell, if you're even upset about them. I think it means you have standards.
Show and Vern from the MVP Electric Heating and Cooling Studios, 610 Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.